You back there last year telling me on this tax bill, you remember, we went up to Senate, told them how we had to get this $12 billion out and how much it would mean to the states if we could do that. And
it did, too.
Of course it did, and it's done it. Now, we've got about the same problem. We're going to have a $108 billion budget and $90 to pay for it.
Well, I don't know what you... I don't know what your answer is, Tom.
I don't have the answer. But all I'm doing is I'm catching hell from the governors. They want us to send them a blank check with 2 or 3% because this tax task force came along and said this would be a nice idea if you could do it. And before it ever got to anybody that's responsible, they had it in every paper in America and then had all the labor people and all the education people and all the health people. Everybody wants a dollar appropriation saying, God damn. What do you mean? Just raising it, shoving it in here and then sending them a check for it.
Well,
you've got to at least put some conditions, have them match it, and do some things along this line.
Well,
I finally told them.
Hale Champion, my director of finance, made a suggestion of that really I think you could you might be able to accept. It would be I don't know whether you wanted to do this or not, but it's really a very constructive suggestion about criteria and making them do certain things in order to get any federal aid in this. But I don't want to take your time with
it. Well, send it to me, and I'll give it. And you might, if you get a chance, you might feel out your own labor folks. The labor, health, education people are very viciously against it.
They are.
And they haven't seen it. They just read these professors talking. And what they did, they were asked to make a very confidential study for me in this field. Before I ever got the study, they had it so damn controversial that I've been afraid to get close to it.
Well, I can understand that. Well, one other thing, I wish you could take Mr. Unruh back there someplace and put him in like a basket of Nigeria or something.
Well, I wish we didn't have any of those problems, but we do. I haven't heard anything from him, but... if he's interested in going to Nigeria, well, we might explore it.
Well, I'm really being a little bit.
I know that.
But it's I'm going to try my best to keep this party together out here for the next 2 years because this Salinger defeat really frightens me. The fact that he lost and I think it's the.
What's he going to do? What's he going to do?
Pardon?
What's Salinger going to do?
He told me the other day that he's getting $140,000, he said, to write a story on the life of Kennedy. And he tells me, too, that he's got 2 or 3 offers. He may go with these motion picture people. He's going to stay in California, though.
Uh-huh.
But what he's going to do, I really can't tell you. He didn't confide in me on this. But I think he's going to stay out here and find a job. And this is what he wants to do. Why, I don't know. It seemed to me like his base would be in Washington,
mm-hmm.
but or in the East with the contacts he has with the Kennedys, but apparently he's going to stay out here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when are you going back to Washington?
I would hope that I could stay here the weekend, but I may have to go any time. We've got a lot of things on the burner, and my kids are coming in tomorrow, and I'm going to try to have a little Thanksgiving with them, and then I'm just going to have to remain flexible, but I hope I can stay through Sunday.
Well, if you get a chance any time in December where you could spend an hour with me and some of these people, I'd like to do it with you.
Well, I'd be glad to, Pat. Anytime you want to see me, I do it. Now, I don't want to get this thing ginned up, because when you come in, you've got to talk to the press. And whoever else has come in, if they've got anything, just mail it to me and let me look into it and see what it offers, because God knows I've got all the problems I can handle without getting in a debate with AFL and education and governors, and they've just damn near ruined me on this thing.
I'm not going to add to your burdens,
and you send me anything you've got, and let me take a look at it so we don't try it in the press. And if you come in there, you've got to say what you're doing and why you're there, and that just adds to it. And I've got it cooled off enough now that I've told Meany, please quit attacking me. He's done denounced me a time or two, and these damn fool professors have just nearly ruined us.
Well, when you get back, I'll put everything I have in writing. I'll send you a letter. And shall I send it to Jack Valenti?
That's right, and he'll get it right into me, and I'll study it, and I'll have my budget people look at it, and the folks that are considering what I have to put in my program. But right now, I'm doing nothing but answering. Meany's calling me, and all the labor people are calling me, Ruther, every one of them, the education people are calling me, and I haven't seen it. I just ask them, just kind of like you ask a staff, to go off and make a study of this field, and let's see what is indicated and what could be done. So they went out and said, as I said to the president, I made this recommendation. So out they come, and Wallace is ready. He says he's willing to take some money. And the Mississippi boys say they're willing to take some. And Conley said he's willing to take some, and I have no real problem getting them to accept it. The problem I've got is, where do I get it, what do I do about it, what conditions, how much deficit can I have? Eisenhower had 11 billion, wasn't it? And about that time, the British boys come in, and they decide to raise Social Security $1 billion, and that's several billion when it's related to us, and they got a run on sterling. They scared everybody in the country, and so they had to up the rate from 5 to 7. They had to borrow $1 billion from our fund, and now we're trying to get Germany to lend them $1 billion, and we've had to up our rate 0.5% already, and that means that every time it goes up 1 point, why, it costs us a few million dollars on our debt, our interest on our debt. So we got a little problem in that respect right at the moment. Now, I'm going to try to keep our deficit as low as you can, although it's going to be several billion. I sure don't want to raise it, and I don't think we'll have any proposal this year on making any rebates to the states. We'll kick back a couple of billion in excise taxes.
Yeah, of course, then if we go along and raise, take them over, why, it really puts us in a real problem.
It sure does. We hope they don't. I asked them last night, if I do repeal them and raise them $2 billion, do you think the states will just come along to pick them up? They said, well, they didn't think there'd be over 5 states that would do it, and it'd be inconsequential. I said, well, if it's going to be much, there's no use of us repealing it. We're trying to repeal it to get the money in the economy so we don't have our unemployment increased, so we can keep this prosperity going.
Uh-huh. Well, let me put this off. One last thing. We have this fellow Irving Sprague, who's been my representative in Washington, and he's a top-flight fellow, and Jim Carr left the Department of Interior, and apparently he's been talking with Stu Udall. And if he could be appointed Assistant Secretary of the Interior.
He's got a man that's assistant, I believe named Carver.
Yeah, they're going to make him the Undersecretary.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. They haven't decided. Clint Anderson's got a boy from New Mexico. Udall was talking to me about this week. He's got Carver, and I've forgotten Clint's boy's name, but he's assistant. And they want them all considered, and I told him, Macy, to get his slide rule on them and see which one had the background and Udall would work with and come up with a recommendation, and he told me he'd do that this afternoon.
Well,
those are the two folks that are considering, and if your man, whatever he's you want him fit in with, I'll get him to see Macy and drop him a note, and we'll try to see if it's something we worked out.
Well, if you could, in view of the Mr. Udall being from Arizona, and that we got this big water thing, I'm going to work with Senator Hayden on his bill. But I've got myself way out in left field with those Southern Californians on that.
Yeah, I know that. I remember when we were out there, how you tried to convince them that they ought to try to get together now that you'd worked all these years and stop this fighting and try to be constructive for both sides. And I remember what the reaction was. It wasn't very good. The delegation. Do you remember on the plane?
Well, I'm going to leave it to the delegation to let them fight this out, and I'm going to try to retreat, because it's too hot a potato for me to try to settle. But I would like to have somebody in there, if it's possible to do it, in the Interior Department, and I will communicate with Macy.
You get that to him, Pat, and we'll sure consider anybody you got. I believe the fellow that they're talking about that's really... they're considering is one from New Mexico and one from Idaho.
Yes, that's Carver. That's the undersecretary. They want to run him for governor up there a year from now or something.
Well, they told me today that that he, if he's appointed, he would be there for the 4 years.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know whether...
I told him that I wanted to meet him when I got back. I don't know him, see him, and for them to put the slide rule on all of them, and we'll take a look at them. And if you, your man want his place, is that the...
Yeah, he'd move into the other place. He's really got a good job with us back there in Washington. He's our representative, and he's a top-flight fellow. He'd be a man that, he's the best man I have in the whole state service. But our people around here would just like to have somebody, in view of the heat of this water thing, with to have somebody in there. There's a feeling that the Secretary Udall, down there in Southern California, and I like him very much, has not been too fair to California. And so if we could get somebody in there that would represent our side, or at least be objective about it. But listen, let me tell you, Mr. President, you've got big problems, and I'm not going to bother you with them. Anything I do, I want to help. I just want to be a good soldier in the ranks.
You're the best. And you get that to him. Anything you got, get it to Macy, and I'll tell him to be on the lookout for it.
Thank you very much, and give my regards to Mrs. Johnson.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, man.